For anyone who began the year worried about a global recession, it may be time to breathe more easily. The International Monetary Fund has highlighted activity in India and China as fuel for a world economy on the mend. More growth, less inflation, cheaper energy, and an inching back to pre-pandemic markets.
All the indications are that we are witnessing a rapid reopening of the economy. And so here, when we think about the reopening of the Chinese economy, it's going to have an impact on the supply side, because we can anticipate that once the economy fully reopens, we have less supply chain disruptions that we have witnessed in 2022 when there were lockdowns and confinements. So we're going to get an expansion in production coming from that side.
Chinese household activity returning to normal and people traveling once again are expected to drive the country's recovery and ripple through the global economy.
We've got an estimate that for every one percentage point that China grows faster, the rest of the world grows faster by 0.3. So this is definitely a positive development.
With COVID-19 restrictions lifted, Chinese growth is forecast at 5.9%, double previous estimates. But beyond Asia, the picture is less bright. Western economies, the U.S. and Europe, are only expected to grow about 1%, while the U.K. economy is set to worsen. Raising interest rates makes borrowing in the U.S. more expensive, but whether the world's largest economy can avoid a recession remains an open question. And in the majority of low-income countries, the risk of economic distress remains real, if not already a reality. While the baseline forecast is positive, the IMF warns there is still likely to be a slowdown this year, just not as extreme. And an escalation of the war in Ukraine or another pandemic could turn the tide again. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.